What is impossible in your life? What are you dealing with right now at this moment that the enemy is telling you is impossible? Because in Matthew 19:26, Jesus said to them, "With me this is impossible. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And that's in Matthew 19:26, but you know that same verse is written in Mark 10:27. You know? So many times the enemy comes to us in situations and tells us, this is an impossible situation. This is just the way it is. You're going to have to learn to deal with it and accept it. But with God, all things are possible. So I want you to think about the situation that you're dealing with in your life where the enemy's been telling you that it's impossible. And I want you to start to realize that situation is possible to resolve with God's help in your life. And, you know, we've had many situations over the years where the enemy comes to me and says, this is an impossible situation. You're just going to have to learn to live with it. But God comes in his grace, and he says, no, this is not impossible. Trust me, believe in me, and you will see a breakthrough. And, you know, in our minds, it's hard to see that breakthrough when we're in the midst of that struggle. But if we're faithful to look to God, we can look back and say, hey, it's amazing. God brought us through that. It wasn't impossible. God made a way where it was impossible to be possible. And so we need to realize we serve a God that takes the impossible and makes it possible. And we need to apply that to our lives each and every day. And, you know, Romans 8:31, it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? You know, so in the situation you're facing, you need to realize God is for you. So who can be against you? You know, and it doesn't matter what it is. It seems impossible, but with God, he's going to bring a resolve to it and make it possible. And the first thing, if you have an impossible situation, you know, God answers our prayer. We need to realize, hey, this is impossible in the natural. And go to prayer. You know, if we have to bow on our knees, cry out to God and ask him to bring a resolve to this situation. And, you know, many times in faith, we can't see it in our mind. We don't know how God's going to work it out. But if we go to God in prayer and we're faithful to turn it over and trust him that he's going to make a way to bring a resolve to this situation, then we're free to go on forward, rejoice in the day, be thankful for what he's done. But that releases him to work in our lives. And so the first thing in resolving an impossible situation is taking that situation to prayer and asking God to come in and intervene. And then leaving it there and trusting that he's heard our prayers and that he's silently working, even if we're not seeing it at the present moment. And you know, so we need to realize that there is no problem that God cannot solve in our lives. He can bring a resolve to every situation that you're facing this day. And the second thing, there's no person that he cannot save. You know, if you're having to deal with a difficult person around you, realize that God created that person. And that person has a soul. And if you're faithful to bow on your hands and knees and pray and cry out for that person, God will speak to that person. And he will change your heart in the process. But maybe you're here today and you think, well, I'm a bad person. God cannot save me. There is no person that God cannot save. You know, God sent Jesus to the cross for each and every one of us. And, you know, if it was only you, God would have still sent Jesus to the cross to die and to suffer. So if you're here today and the enemy has told you that you have done things that you cannot be saved, God doesn't love you, you cannot have a relationship with him, that's a lie of the enemy, and God is waiting for you to come to him through the blood of Jesus, through the finished work of Christ on the cross, and you will be able to have a relationship with Christ. And so we need to remember that. And, you know, sometimes a lot of situations in our life come through the decisions and actions of other people that maybe don't know Jesus the way we do, but it affects us. And so we need to continue to believe that God can come and intervene. And, you know, this summer I had a situation where a young boy for many years I've seen him, and he was far away from God. You could tell it in his eyes. You could tell it in his actions. And God put him on my heart. And, you know, we have some difficult children also. And, you know, I cry out to God for them. And it's like, God, why don't you come and intervene in these children's lives? But he put this young man on my heart, and I was praying. And, you know, at our camp, we've seen this boy radically change. I had never seen him smile, probably 10, 15 years of going to church, attending church together. I never seen him smile. I never seen anything in his eyes except a disappointment or anger. And God saved him, and now he's nothing but smiles. There's a twinkle in his eyes, and he's always wanting to talk about the Lord and worship. His hands go up every worship service. You know, so that's an encouragement to me. You know, if God can do that for him, he can also so do it for those people that are close to me. He can do it for the people that are close to you. He can radically come in and intervene and change people's lives. Okay, and there is no mountain that God cannot move. You know, maybe you're facing a mountain and you just can't see how that mountain's going to be removed from your life. But God is a mountain mover. There is no mountain that God cannot move. And maybe you're in a valley. There is no valley that God cannot straighten out. You know, as I was putting this together, you know, whenever you think of valleys, you think of depression, discouragement, defeat. And as I was putting this together, I remembered back 2 years ago whenever I was laying in bed having fallen off of a roof. You know, I was in a valley, and I had depression, discouragement, defeat. You know, so those work hand in hand together to bring us down. But, you know, there is no valley that God cannot straighten. If we cry out to him and look to him, he can shine light deep in that valley and bring us and straighten out that valley and bring us through. And so, if you're going through a storm, there's no storm that Jesus cannot calm. And, you know, you can look through the Bible and look up scriptures. All of these are scriptural, where it talks about Jesus moving the mountains, quieting the storm, bringing us out of the valleys. And also the last one, there is no battles that God will not lose. There's no battle that we can lose with God on our side. Yeah, hope I said that right. Yeah, so if you're fighting a battle, you know, if you put it in God's hands, he's going to fight for you. And we're going to see that battle won, okay? So, you know, I encourage you, if you're in a difficult situation and the enemy has convinced you this is an impossible situation, there's nothing that can be done about this situation, apply your faith. Go to God in prayer. Don't just say a quick prayer. Go to God in prayer until he gives you peace in that situation. And you start to look at it from God's perspective and just leave it in God's hands. And I believe that you will look back and see that God has done a miracle for you. You know, I was in an impossible situation 2 years ago. And, you know, one of the things that the doctors told me with my hand, which really was a small thing at the time because I was concerned about walking. But he said, you know, your hand will never really be able to work correctly. They wanted to put a rod here to make it straight like this. But he said, you'll never be able to lift any amount of weight with your hand. So you might as well just put that rod in, and that at least that way you will have strength in it. And I said to him, I said, I'm going to believe God that he's going to restore it. I don't want the rod put in it. He says, well, that's okay, but you'll only be able to lift about 10 pounds with that hand the rest of your life. You may be able to swing a hammer, but nothing more than that, right? Well, whenever we came over here, I carried suitcases 50 pounds with this hand, you know? So, and, you know, if you were to look in an x-ray of this hand, this hand was shattered, you know? And the doctors reconstructed it to the best of their ability. But God has healed it, you know, and has pretty much given me complete use of it. You know, and some of you may be looking at your lives right now thinking, you know, my life is shattered. I don't know how God can put it back together. You know, I looked at my hand. It had a rod sticking out the end of it. And I thought, you know, maybe it would have been better had they just cut it off. I couldn't see that God was going to be able to restore my hand. But now 2 years ahead, looking back, God was working. God was bringing healing. And had I taken things into my hands, my own hands, I would have probably made a big mistake. You know, and the same situation, if you're looking at your life and you see things as being shattered, if you take things into your own hands and try to bring a resolve to that, you may make a mistake, but if you go to God humbly in prayer and give that situation over to God, saying, God, in this situation, my life seems to be shattered, but I'm trusting you to bring something good from this, I believe that you will look back and see that God has done something beautiful out of those ruins. And so that's my prayer for each one of you. I want to pray. And, you know, as we're praying, I want you to think about that impossible situation and just believe that God is going to change your mindset, your viewpoint of that situation to where, yeah, God can do this. God can make this possible. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the people of Chapel. And Father, I know that they are so strong in the faith, Lord Jesus. But Father, I also know that we're human. And the enemy comes to us, tries to defeat us, and tries to discourage each one of us, Lord. And Father, I just ask for those impossible situations that each one of us are facing, Lord Jesus, that you would just give us faith and a viewpoint that you have in that situation to see that you can make a way, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that where there's fear, Lord Jesus, that you would plant a seed of faith, Lord. Father, that where there's discouragement, where people here are discouraged and struggling with that, that you would just replace that with a seed of hope. Lord Jesus, where there's depression or sadness, personal struggles, that you would just give those people joy. Father, that you would just replace unforgiveness and anger with love, your love, Lord Jesus. And Father, where there's difficulty and doubt and worry, Lord Jesus, that you would replace that with your peace, Lord. Father, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all the good things that you've given to us, all the good things that you've done in our lives, Lord. Bring back memories to each one of us of the good things that you've done. Fill our hearts with thankfulness and joyfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.